piece in front of you here.
Well, Storm, you're absolutely fabulous as Meg.
Thank you.
But I gotta say, Derek, scene stealer.
Thank you.
What was this experience like for both of you? Here you are, you've got experience, you've done smaller parts, you've done TV, but here you are jumping into this huge picture with Oprah, with Reese, with Mindy. You're going to New Zealand. How do the two of you deal with that and embrace it so that you still have fun while making this film?
Yes, I mean, it was a challenge, and it was a little nerve-wracking with all those names you just named, and with it being my first lead role, but I had so much fun, and I really look at things like, if it's meant to be, it'll be. So I feel like this part for me was meant to be, and this movie was meant to be made with the people that were in it, and even the crew. So I'm glad that I got to get that experience and learn a lot and just have these people as my family, which really made it feel like I wasn't going to work, and I was still having fun.
And what about for you, Mr. Scene Stealer?
Oh, I love that name. It was a challenge to make it fun while still being serious while filming, but it was actually easy because I'm with my Stormy. So that was.
Is she who puts the storm in a dark and stormy night at the beginning of the film?
She is. You know what? This is my first thought. When I heard her name was Storm, I was like, wait, doesn't the book start out dark and stormy? Stormy night.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be, Storm.
So when you guys were approached with, were you guys approached with the script saying, hi, we'd like you to do this, or did you guys audition?
It was, I auditioned.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had to go through the entire audition process, which was long and stressful, but it was a lot of fun, and meeting Miss Ava and seeing how she worked firsthand was a lot of fun and a good experience, so I auditioned.
I'm going to ask you then one more question for you to just jog my when you're selling. Were you given the script or did you audition as well?
I auditioned as well, but it was like 5 auditions, so I'd say I auditioned as well.
And had you guys read the book?
Yes, I did read the book in 6th grade, and I actually got the role of Meg in 8th grade, so that's like a 2-year gap. So that's why I feel like it was meant to be again. So I had to do it for a book report, and I loved the story, and I loved Meg. And, of course, I didn't understand it fully as I do now with playing her and having to be within the story and creating it, but I did love the book.
I didn't.
Have you read it now?
I'm reading it now.
On such a special, intense journey throughout the film. What do you want maybe other children watching this or young adults to get from her or take away from her story?
Yes, well, I feel like everybody has to go through a journey and everybody has their own story, whether it's their circumstances or just like an environment change. So I feel like you really see Meg grow throughout her journey, and I feel like it just gives a person confidence and like, I guess, confidence or even compassion to see a person grow or to grow. And she really finds the light within the darkness to save herself and save the world. And I feel like we could all do that as people, to just save ourselves and like save the world and kind of make the world a better place.
Beautifully put.
Thank you.
Did you guys, because I love your chemistry and I also have a younger brother, did you guys spend some time together? How did you guys build this chemistry?
Yeah, so when we both got the role, we were doing rehearsals for about a month and a half, so we got a lot of time to bond and get to know each other before we started filming, which I'm very thankful for, so because I don't really think our chemistry and our bond would be as close if we didn't get that time, so he's like my little brother now.
And she's my big sister that I protect.
Something that you guys got to do on this film that even a lot of very seasoned veteran actors don't get to do is you got to do wire work.
Yes.
So I'm really curious about what kind of training, because you can't just go and get harnessed up and start flipping in the air. So I'm curious what kind of training you guys had to go through in order to do the physical part of the film and the wire work, because that's not easy.
It's not. I'm really thankful for Miss Ava because she's so hands-on within everything, so it was very important for her to make sure that we were comfortable, not with only with the script, but with the wire work and the green screen. So we did have rehearsal time and get to fail a little bit and make mistakes, but once we really got the hang of it, at least for me, it was a lot of fun, and I'm glad that I got that learning experience where I could take it on to my future sets.
And what about for you?
It was definitely a challenge because it's super tight. Mm-hmm. So what happens is you have to put on this little tight outfit, then you have to put on the harness thing, then you have to put on your real clothes. Then you have to cut holes in it, and then you have to put the harness on the little metal rings on the harness. But, you know, the training helped. It did. But, you know, it was pretty easy because I'm the most energetic. Energetic. Yeah. I mean, like, I'll share it with you guys. Come on. Energy. Here's some energy.
Did you have to go up? Did you get to go up in the air? Because the Happy Medium cave, that went up like 100 feet. So I'm curious how high you got to go up on the wires.
It was actually just like 5 feet, and then the bottom was green screen. But yeah.
I got to go up pretty high, which I'm thankful for. I was scared, but I was up in the air. I was dangling.
And then for the It's Lair. She's all the way down on the brain. That still just suggests me that there's a brain. That she's standing on a brain. And then every time she walks, you hear this mushing sound. So it's like, yeah. But I was up like super high because you know I'm on the higher platform. Mm-hmm. And then I walk past a little wall. Suddenly I'm invisible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I was up on a... I was up in a harness on there, too. So.
I know that you are also a dancer.
I am not.
Well, you can be a choreographer?
Yes, I just taught a bunch of grown-ups how to floss. So.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
You know, where did you get your dance moves? You guys look like you're having so much fun.
I would say from my mom. My mom has some pretty good dance moves. I just like to move, and I love music, and I'm from Atlanta, so I feel like it's just in my blood, the music part of me. So I just like love to move and have fun.
I got my dance moves from a video on YouTube. Okay, so this was the video. It said, "Hi, I'm Lona Bliss, and I'm your freestyle dance teacher." And she went,
So that's, do you get tutorials from her?
Yeah, Lona Bliss.
I love it. So do you guys have a favorite scene out of the movie that you enjoy either filming or the message?
I would say my favorite scene that I filmed would have to be when Meg reunited with her father. Because, she hadn't seen her father in 4 years, and she goes through this tumultuous journey to find him and risks her life to be able to see him again. And just to see how she's grown as a person and as a girl, and also see that payoff of her seeing her father was really emotional for me, and I feel like for the people watching it. So I love that scene.
My favorite scene to film and to watch was on Creature What's It, the giant leafy dragon thingy cabbage. Because I'm really just in a robot arm. But, you know, it's fun to imagine it and then see a leafy dragon cabbage thingy. So that's pretty cool.
So that's, I have two questions. One was, how hard is it to film something like that when it's not, you're not seeing what we're seeing on the screen and you're having to act and pretend it's actually happening?
Right. It's hard. Doing green screen and blue screen, it's challenging because you have to imagine the unimaginable. So it was... hard to say the least, and it took some time for me because I'm a very visual person, so I like to see things. Like, if I see something, then I'm going to have a reaction. But just having to use my imagination a lot was challenging, but it was a fun exercise.
It wasn't that challenging for me because they have Prevus. Mm-hmm. That's like a really bad cartoon of yourself. Yeah. And it shows the cartoon of what it looks, what it's supposed to look like, and then they bring that to life. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do you think from the start of the movie to the end of the movie, how did your characters grow? What did they learn?
I feel like Meg learned a lot. I feel like throughout the movie she grew the most because she doesn't love herself at the beginning of the movie. She doesn't think she's worthy. She doesn't think she is loved. So with all of that and then growing up as a teenager where you're getting bullied and you don't have your father in your life, there's a lot of things that you have to go through and a lot of time where you just spend alone and you could just kind of really, inflict hate on yourself. So with her going on this beautiful journey, it takes her a journey around the universe to really figure out that she is beautiful and that she is smart and that she is enough and that her faults make her unique and make her who she is. So once she realizes that, then she's just like ready to go. She's ready to conquer the world. She's ready to kick some butt, but it does take some time, and I feel like it will really relate to the audience and relate to young girls who are going through the same thing, who don't have a lot of confidence, to just know that they are enough and that they are loved and that they are beautiful and special.
Yes, queen, work it. Stretch your stuff, girl.
Very well said. And what about you?
I think he grows by loving his sister even more, if it's even possible. Because, you know, they go on this journey, sorry, are you calming down from laughing?
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
So they go on this journey, and he goes on this journey to find his father, risking his and all of them risking their lives. So I think he grows by loving her even more. Mm-hmm. And he grows by meeting his father for the first time in 4 years. Yeah, I can't imagine that.
Who can you credit about your ability to act and to come say something comic, to do comedy with dancing?
Let's see. My sister. Yes. She has a lot of energy, but only at night. She's there doing the Japan challenge with the shoot. So she has a lot of energy, but only at night. She's like a bat.
How old is she?
She's 12.
Oh.
Yeah.
How was working with Ava and having her as your director? And do you feel like you learned a lot, both of you as actors, from her?
Absolutely. Miss Ava is amazing. And like I said, she is very hands-on. And she wants to make sure that her cast and her crew is comfortable and that they are, her cast and crew are diverse and inclusive. So that really meant a lot to me because she really cares a lot about that. And she really let me put my creative input into Meg, which I really loved and I really hold close to my heart because you don't get to do that all the time. So just to have a person who's just a good person and loves what they're doing and also cares about you as an actress, it is something special to me. So I love her.
She let me choose my shoes. She did. What?
What did you choose?
I chose the gray ones that I was wearing throughout the whole movie. Mm-hmm. And she'd also take her input on the clothing, because she said don't smile if you don't like it and then smile if you like it, because they always have to take when we did the fading, they had to take pictures, and she said smile if you like it, don't smile if you don't like it.
So that was your code.
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice. Yeah. I would love to know if Oprah gave you guys any wise words of advice, and if she did, can you share it with us?
Yes, Miss Oprah gave me a lot of advice, and I love her for that. And she's so wise and has a lot of wisdom. But she told me, don't waste energy on things you can't change in life when you could be using that energy on something else positive in your life. So I use that as like my life mantra now.
She told me there was more to come when I'm sobbing on the floor. Okay, I'm sobbing on... Okay, reasonable explanation. I'm sobbing on the floor because we just finished filming.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love those sound effects. Aww. There's the laughing one.
Did you guys take anything home from set? Was there anything you said, I cannot walk away, this needs to go home?
Yes, I actually... you have to really pay attention to detail, even though it's like a prominent detail in the beginning of the movie, where I go to school and Veronica Kylie puts the anniversary note on my locker and I snatch it off. So I still have that in my scrapbook. So I have that note. And then I took one of the like little sculpture rocks from the cave home. So she gave one of those to us. So I have both of those.
She gave both of us one of those crystal thingy balls. But that was as a wrap gift. I didn't say, I want that. Okay. But in when we did film it, I was like, that's so cool. Just paying attention to the detail that they made. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know, I really want to know from you, Derek, what are we going to see you on Dancing with the Stars Junior this fall?
My mom wants me to be in it. Hi, Mommy.
Talented as you are, I think you'd be a great addition.
Thank you. I mean. Thank you.
I want to see them on Top Chef Junior. I want to see you guys cooking together.
Oh, I know. Cooking's my thing. Yeah. Like, that's my hobby. So I love how to cook. And then, I'm from the South. I was born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia, and my mom was born and raised in North Carolina. So she's a Southern woman, so she taught me well.
Any recipes passed down?
Yes, yeah, so our secret macaroni and cheese, it's a family recipe, only mac and cheese I eat ever. I don't want to, like, when I go to someone's house and they have mac and cheese, I just don't want to eat it because I don't know if it's going to be like my mom's, and then I also, when I eat it, don't want to hurt your feelings. So I just rather not eat it at all. And then I know how to bake, so I make, like, really good homemade chocolate chip cookies and brownies. I have a few tricks under my sleeve.
I don't even know how to wash strawberries. So I can't be on a cooking show. I'll just be your supporting person.
Just root me on. Yeah. My hype man.
I'll be in your fan section.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is Derek always like this?
Yes. Always. Constantly. He is full of energy. But he's like, even though he is full of energy, he's like so inquisitive and smart, which I love that about him because he wants to learn and wants to know new things. But he's just like a little cute 9-year-old boy.
Thank you.
So I'm curious for both of you, what did you each learn in making A Wrinkle in Time that you will now take with you into your next movie and TV roles and use?
I would say constant graciousness. And even though my mom instilled that in me at growing up and just like being humble, of course, but I really got to see it firsthand with Miss Oprah and Miss Ava and Miss Reese and Miss Mindy and even Mr. Zach and Mr. Chris. They are all just so humble, even though they've been in this industry for a long time. And you can really tell they have like love and passion for the industry still. So I always just want to be that way in life and in whatever I'm doing.
Can you call me Mr. Derek?
No. I'm sorry, that's not going to happen.
What about you, Mr. Derek? What will you be taking? What did you learn that you'll take forward into your next film and TV jobs or life?
I did learn, Oprah's advice. You know, there's more to come. So, like, if I don't book a role, there's more to come. And to keep the faith. Yeah. As I say, keep the faith, Mrs. What's-It. Yeah. Yeah, I quote, keep the faith, Mrs. Watson. You know, I'm a little Mrs. Who. Yeah. Cool.
Were you guys at all nervous preparing for the role for such a big book? Everybody knows what it's about. I think it's a very mature role that you took on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, how did you prepare for that? Were you at all nervous for it?
I was a little nervous, but I was excited because I didn't want to change or alter Meg in any way because she is such a beloved character. So I just wanted to add to her. And of course, there was like some things that I needed to modernize because it was written so long ago. And then Meg wasn't written as an African-American girl. So I had to add the essence of an African-American girl into Meg and how we maneuver in life and how things go and the problems that we have and the doubts that we have. So it was a challenge, but I had a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you for calling me that. That's one of the gifts of having interviews. Thank you for calling me Mr. Derrick. I was really nervous about meeting Oprah, Reese, and Mindy because, you know, they're Oprah, Winfrey, Reese Witherspoon, and Mindy Kaling. So that was really nerve-wracking for me because I didn't know how they were going to be like. But they were all super nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are there directors or actors that you wish, you hope that you will work with?
Oh, yes, Scarlett Johansson.
No, right away. No delay.
In an Avengers movie?
No, just I want to meet her. She's so, I dream about her at night.
I would like to work with Meryl Streep, Frances McDormand, she's amazing. Forest Whitaker, Denzel Washington, Angela Bassett, just to name a few. Yes. Oh, yes, he played my dad, as you already know. But Mr. Chris is so amazing, and he's so much fun to have on set because you just, like, get to have, like, regular conversations with him, and we talked a lot about food and pork rinds because that's our connection and our thing. No, but he is so focused when he's acting, and just to kind of see him as an actor kind of really inspired me as an actress. And he is so, so talented, and you could really tell he took a lot of time. And it meant, this role meant a lot to him as being a father who has been missing, and he kind of separated himself from the cast a little bit just to get in that space, and I really admired that. So I'm glad that I worked with him. Yes.
So your next project, Senna, you've got one cup. You just wrapped it up, correct? Only you?
Yes, I wrapped that up a few months ago, so that should be coming out hopefully at the end of summer or fall. So I'm excited about that. And then I have some producing things that I'm doing and some movies that I hopefully will do.
You're producing?
Yes, I have a production company. Yeah, so I have a production company with my mom and my sister, and we are doing some producing with some people that we're very excited about, and producing our first film, hopefully, beginning of next year. So,
congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you going to hire Mr. Derrick?
Yes, if he wants to be in the movie, if he reads the script and likes it, I'll give him a part.
Mr. Derrick, you got the end.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So you want Scarlett Johansson to be in it?
Yes.
I don't know if I can work. You know she's a busy woman. Okay.
Yeah, but she's a pretty woman.
Okay. Yes, so I moved here about 6 years ago, so I'm here in L.A., and I miss home because, like, my dad is there and my siblings and, like, uncles and my grandma, so everybody's in Atlanta, but I love it here, too.
You live in Burbank, right? It's around the corner. You live around the corner.
In Burbank?
I moved to Northridge.
Oh, he moved.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.